Time to talk to the head coach of Toronto FC. Their season is underway. Greg Vanney, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. You know, I was thinking, obviously there's a lot to talk about in this season, but I'm thinking, you know, off season, you came like, they're so close. I mean, and you come into the season thinking what? That anything less than that is, you know, you want to win a championship. That's the only thing you're looking forward to this year.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, that's one of the things that, and probably the primary thing that we have our eyes on. But in this league, it's a long season, and there's a lot of steps that we got to take to get better, to get ourselves back to that point, to even have that opportunity. And so our group's pretty mature in figuring that out. And you know, as a group, we sat down and set up some objectives, and of course, at the top of the list is the MLS Cup. But there's a lot of things that we need to work on and to try to accomplish over the course of the year to be in the best form we can be at the end of the year. And last year we did a good job of hitting our stride at the end, and you know, we saw that we were able to use that and capable of using that to make a really good run and fall just short at the end.
Greg Vanney, kind enough to join us. Brady and Price, Sportsnet starting lineup. Toronto FC at Vancouver Saturday. And then, of course, the big home opener is 2 weeks from this Friday against Sporting Kansas City. It'd be great to have them back at BMO. That's what I wanted to bring up is the last 2 years with renovations and whatnot, Greg. I mean, 7 on the road last year. You don't get to play a home game until 8 on the road, I should say. You're not at home till May 7th. This has to be a schedule. Once the fixtures came out, you were much more looking forward to having the stability of being back earlier. No matter what the weather is, it can play to your advantage.
Yeah, we love playing at home. We love playing in the stadium in front of the fans. We had a good run at the end of last year, which motivated a lot of our fan base to get out, and people are excited now for this season. And so we have that date circled. We're looking forward to getting back into BMO and in front of the fans. But we know we have a little bit more work to do this weekend with a tough Vancouver team they've played a lot of matches between Champions League and the start of the season. They've played a few more competitive matches than us, and we need to be sharper than we have the last couple of games to go there and get a purposeful result that we're seeking.
Obviously, to have the best possible lineup out there. What's the health of Giovinco going forward?
Well, he's going to be questionable for the weekend. He took a knock on what's the IT band on the outside of his thigh there, and so if we can't get him to loosen up and be mobile, then, you know, we'll be smart about it. It's traveling across the country and playing on turf, and it's early in the year. We're not going to take any risks. So we'll see how he evolves today and tomorrow, and he'll see a doctor today, and we'll get some feedback. But
Greg Vanney, our guest on Brady and Price. Tell me about what you've seen as a coach and just personally the evolution of Jozy Altidore. I find Jozy kind of fascinating. I follow the Premier League, same as MLS, so he's a young kid at Hull. They get relegated, but there was a lot of talk about him and his potential playing in the Premier League when he was there. And then he comes here, Greg, and all, some of the harsher fans in a tougher time just saw, oh, well, he's a consolation prize for Jermaine Defoe leaving. It's been much more than that, and he really has made a home for himself here, and I'd love to see him play here as long as possible. I'm sure you'd concur.
Yeah, Josie's he's in a really, really good place. You know, sometimes, us as fans and critics and whatever else, we don't know everything that's going on in a person's world or life, and, you know, Jozy was having question marks with his hamstring and injuries and just not feeling right. And, you know, every time he was going on the field, I know deep down inside there was some concern because he wasn't feeling the right way. And so it's tough to really let yourself go and put it all out there when you're not feeling proper. And so, you know, one of the biggest things that we were able to do together with Jozy after, you know, the hamstring having a couple moments with us is really dig deep and look beyond just the surface answer for why he was having problems with his body there. And we think we've all come to a very good conclusion, and, you know, obviously, knock on wood, we keep him healthy, and he's free of mind now, and he's able to take the field and lay it all out there and give us everything. And he's also motivated by helping, you know, this club and the city win a championship. And And when he does that, and when he plays with that kind of freedom, he's an absolute bull for defenders to defend, and one of the more dominating forwards, I think, in our league for sure, physically. And so we have him in a good place. He's happy. He loves Toronto. He loves being in the city and playing for, you know, the fans and the club. And when you get a happy player who feels good about where they're at, then they're going to lay it all out there, and that's where he's at right now.
No question, the league semifinal last year between Montreal and Toronto piqued the interest of Canadians for soccer. How do you want this to manifest? How is this going to help the game in this country and this league and this sport?
I hope it just brings more and more eyes to the sport, and the eyes that we need is young kids, young players who get motivated by seeing the opportunity to play in front of big crowds and exciting games and rivalry types of matches that have a little different feeling emotionally than just your average everyday game. And so we were able to do that through an incredibly exciting series against Montreal in the playoffs. I've come across so many people, so that was the most exciting sporting event that they had witnessed in their time, and that's meaningful, because you don't hear that a lot about soccer games in general, much less, you know, sometimes MLS games. And for people, the amount of people that were watching that and the amount of people that came into the two stadiums, I can only imagine that everybody's looking forward to the next time the two clubs meet and what might that look like. And that's exciting. We hope ultimately that it drives participation, that it drives younger players to want to continue to reach the top level. And if we can do that, then we can keep pushing the sport forward and hopefully keep bringing out good young Canadian players who can start to make up the bulk of our two teams and three teams if you look at Vancouver. I mean, ultimately, we were trying to also build the sport in Canada and the Canadian players as well.
Greg Vanney, our guest, 841. Brady and Price, they're in Vancouver this weekend. As I mentioned, 2 weeks away from home opener, 2 weeks from Friday night. It's with the international factor, Bradley and Altidore, such important American players, and they've started slow in the Hex, which is odd. I know they've got games coming up. Is it, as a coach, is it sort of blessing and a curse? You want to have international players. The exposure is good, too, but it's on their mind, right? Or is it just great having them participate in that and they're reinvigorated when they come back from big games and big competitions?
No, I think blessing and a curse is definitely fair. I mean, we want players to play at that level. Obviously, you want as many experienced players and guys who've had different types of experiences internationally, because there's a different level of savvy and usually quality that comes with the international player. So you want that because you need it in your roster. But at the same time, every time they leave our environment, it's a new environment and it's a new circumstance. It's sometimes a new game plan and a new system and a different set of emotions sometimes. And so, you know, I used to do this as a player, and we used to sometimes call it the national team hangover, because you'd come back and you'd left a whole new set of emotions from the last experience, which is qualifying or any of those kinds of things. And now you got to reset and rejoin a team that's in a different emotional place potentially. So it's not easy, but, you know, the guys who have done it a lot, hopefully, you know, they do it the best. But it's from a club perspective, I think you put it well, it's a blessing and a curse in a lot of ways.